go to sleep, and all I can remember is looking at that bulb.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. If you're going to take medicine, what do you put it in?
Well, that just depends on how it's...
Oh, let's say it's just a small dose.
Well, you mean fluid?
Yeah.
Well, I put it in a teaspoon. Then put it in the glass, mm-hmm. measured by a teaspoon. Mm-hmm.
And when your mother had flowers, when your wife has flowers, what does she put them in?
Well, pump them in the ground.
She's gone out and picked them and brings them in the house for...
Well, she puts it has vases that she uses.
Uh-huh. And after the meal, what did your wife used to do? She'd gather up the plates and...
Stack up the dishes, I call it.
Yeah. Then what she'd do? She'd get out a big old dish pan and fill it full of water?
Fill it full of water.
Then what?
I wash the dishes, put the hot water in there, and then I put her detergent, whatever she's going to use, in the water and wash it.
She had another pan full of water that she dipped them in?
Well, she has a place where she scalds in hot water.
Uh-huh.
Puts them in the tray in the sink, you see, and then puts the scalding hot water over them, and then they'll almost dry themselves when they get hot.
And they're a lot cleaner than they are if you wait.
Yes, hold on.
Do you call it anything special when you pour the scalding water on them?
No, I don't. I mean, just pour them. Don't call it anything. Just get it.
Did your mother call it anything? Did she call it rinse or anything like
rinse,
that?
Rinse, yeah. Of course, in all them days, that's what you had to do. There wasn't nothing else you could do. We didn't have to like cut it now.
And let's see, if your wife uses something in the dishpan to wipe the plates with, what would she use?
Oh, she uses SOS pads a lot of times where she's got one a little bit rough. She wants to dry them up a little bit, she just uses those SOS pads.
They sure do the job,
don't
they? Does she ever use a cloth?
Well, it's not occasionally, but when she wants to brighten it up a little bit, maybe, something like that.
What do you call it if you use a piece of cloth in there?
I don't know what you call it.
A dish rag? Dishcloth?
Oh yeah, dishcloth, dish rag.
And if you're going to dry them after that, what do you dry them on?
Well, she does. She has a drying cloth.
And
they're different from the dish rag.
Uh-huh. And what do you use when you want to wash your face? One of those...
Wash pan?
No, well, a little square like that. Sort of like a towel.
Napkin?
Well, I'm thinking of getting it all lathered up with soap and then you scrub your face with it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you'd use.
I guess. I can't.
I go to the wash bowl and dampen my face, and then I'll rub this soap all over my hands and I'll give it a little wrap, then I'll clean off and then put a lot of fresh water in there and rinse my face off.
You ever use a little piece of cloth for that?
Like sometimes.
Have you ever called that anything special?
Napkin or something. No, they use it. What do you use? She's got wash rags. That's what she called.
That's what I wanted to know.
Wash rag. That's what she's got. A whole stack of them in there now.
Uh-huh. And then when you want to dry off, you dry off on it?
With a towel.
Uh-huh. Doesn't it sound silly?
Yes, it does.
But you know, we just mentioned drying the dishes. Well, I was over in western Oklahoma, and over there it was a tea towel.
Well, that's what we call them, tea towels, quite a bit here.
Uh-huh.
Drying cloth or tea towels. My wife, they got so they call them tea towels. You know, here.
Uh-huh. There seems to be a newer term that's coming in.
Yeah.
It's more elegant.
Yeah, I guess so.
And let's see, when you turn on the water in your house, what do you call those things?
Faucet?
Uh-huh. What's the one outside?
Oh, I see what they call that. I've got one up there.
If you wanted somebody to put the hose on it, what would you say? You would connect the hose to that?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Would you say faucet again?
I guess so.
Hydrant?
Hydrant. That's it.
Spigot?
Go around at that hydrant and turn it on. Yeah, that's spigot. They call them three different names.
Uh-huh. You know which one you used as a kid? Well, you didn't